My name is Lily Chaudhry, and you're listening to Happiness Now, Secrets to Success from the East and West. This podcast is all about empowering us to achieve happiness and success in every aspect of life, and we'll look at wisdom found in different cultures about this topic. These talks are based on the works of Qasim Ali Shah. He's a renowned motivational speaker based in Lahore, Pakistan. In today's episode, we're going to talk about entrepreneurship. We're going to look into the five essential personality traits of entrepreneurs, and hopefully we can incorporate these in our own lives, and I'll share some amazing success stories along the way. Okay, first let's discuss why entrepreneurship. Why is it so important? From Endeavor.org, it's reported that the world is going to need some 500 million new jobs by 2020. And today, when we have parts of the world at war, we have falling economies, we have depleting energy sources, and rapidly growing populations, we can't just rely on governments to create jobs or business schools to produce businessmen. We need more self-made entrepreneurs to create opportunities. So if any of us have that itch for business, we should take the calculated leap right into it. Most of my family is educated, but most of us end up in successful jobs, with a few small businessmen scattered here and there in the mix. My husband's family, on the other hand, is full of successful entrepreneurs, and I actually think I've mentioned my in-laws a bit in a previous episode as well. And I really get inspiration from them, especially because they have self-made businesses with nothing ever handed to them. And overall, successful entrepreneurs around the world have a huge positive impact on our economy and society. They create new businesses, they add to the national income. Entrepreneurs also create social change and aid in community development. And we're going to look at some incredible examples of these things later on. So I thought I would take this opportunity to talk about the entrepreneurial mindset, because knowing about the personal qualities needed to become an entrepreneur will help us to develop these ourselves. Okay, so let's get into the five personality traits of entrepreneurs. In an article in Forbes, businessman and marketing guru John Rampton discusses some of these. Okay, so number one is passion. Confucius says the will to win, the desire to succeed, the urge to reach your full potential, these are the keys that will unlock the door to personal excellence. According to research, 65% of entrepreneurs are identified as being driven by heart. When we have a passion for something, a real desire behind our business, it can be the greatest catalyst for being successful. This next section is a passage I found by Blake Mycosi. He's the founder of Tom's Shoes, in which he tells his incredible story of starting a business that has uplifted the lives of millions of disadvantaged people around the world. Okay, Mycosi writes, "In 2006, I took some time off of work to travel to Argentina. I was 29 years old and running my fourth entrepreneurial startup, an online driver's ed program for teens. We were at a crucial moment in the business's development, but I had promised myself a vacation and wasn't going to back out. Argentina was one of the countries my sister Paige and I had sprinted through in 2002 when we were competing on the CBS reality program, The Amazing Race. And as fate would have it, after 31 days of racing around the world, we lost the $1 million prize by just 4 minutes. It's taken me a while to be able to put these words together without weaving. When I returned to Argentina, my main mission was to lose myself in its culture. I spent many days learning the national dance, the tango, playing the national sport, polo, and of course drinking the national wine, Malbec. I also got used to wearing the national shoe, the alpargata, a soft, casual canvas shoe worn by almost everyone in the country. I saw this incredible versatile shoe everywhere in the cities, on the farms, and in the nightclubs. An idea began to form in the back of my mind. Maybe the alpargata would have some market appeal in the U.S. But as with many half-formed ideas that came to me, I tabled it for the moment. My time in Argentina was supposed to be about fun, not work. Towards the end of my trip, I met an American woman in a cafe who was volunteering on a shoe drive, a new concept to me. She explained that many kids lacked shoes, even in relatively well-developed countries like Argentina, an absence that didn't just complicate every aspect of their lives, including essentials like attending school and getting water from the local well, but also exposed them to a wide range of diseases. Her organization collected shoes from donors and gave them to kids in need. But ironically, the donations that supplied the organization were also its Achilles heel. Their complete dependence on donations meant that they had little control over their supply of shoes. And even when donations did come in sufficient quantities, they were often not the correct sizes, which meant that many of the kids were left barefoot even after the shoe drop-offs. It was heartbreaking. I spent a few days traveling from village to village with the woman and her group, and a few more days traveling on my own, witnessing the intense pockets of poverty just outside the bustling capital. It dramatically heightened my awareness. Yes, I knew somewhere in the back of my mind that poor children around the world often went barefoot, but now for the first time, I saw the real effects of being shoeless, the blisters, the sores, the infections. And I wanted to do something about it, but what? My first thought was to start my own shoe-based charity, but instead of soliciting shoe donations, I would ask friends and family to donate money to buy the right type of shoes for these children on a regular basis. I have a large family and lots of friends, but it wasn't hard to see that my personal contacts would dry up sooner or later. And then what? These kids needed more than occasional shoe donations from strangers. Then I began to look for solutions in the world I already knew, business and entrepreneurship. And an idea hit me. Why not create a for-profit business to help provide shoes for these kids? Why not come up with a solution that guaranteed a constant flow of shoes, not just whenever kind people were able to make a donation? In other words, maybe the solution was in entrepreneurship, not charity. I felt excited and energized and shared those feelings with Alejo, my Argentinian polo teacher and friend. I said to him, I'm going to start a shoe company that makes a new kind of alpargata. And for every pair I sell, I'm going to give a pair of new shoes to a child in need. There will be no percentages and no formulas. It was a simple concept. Sell a pair of shoes today, give a pair of shoes tomorrow. Something about the idea felt so right, even though I had no experience or even connections in the shoe business. I did have one thing that came to me almost immediately, a name for my new company. I called it Tom's. I'd been playing around with the phrase shoes for a better tomorrow, which eventually became Tomorrow's Shoes, then Tom's. Now you know why my name is Blake, but my shoes are Tom's. It's not about a person, it's about a promise, a better tomorrow. So that's the end of Blake's passage. As of today, Blake's company, Tom's, has given away 75 million pairs of new shoes in dozens of different countries. And they've also started a similar one-to-one business model with other products. For example, Tom's eyewear purchases helps restore sight to individuals through sight-saving surgery or glasses or medical treatment. Tom's roasting company purchases support water systems in 7 different countries in the same regions where their coffee beans are sourced. Tom's bags purchases provide training for skilled birth attendants and the vital material needed to help a woman safely give birth. And purchases of Tom's High Road backpack collection will help provide the training of school staff and crisis counselors to help prevent and respond to instances of bullying in the U.S. Currently, Tom is helping millions of people in over 70 different countries. Oh my God, this story is so beautiful and inspiring. It gives me goosebumps every time I talk about it. I mean, it's unbelievable how one person's passion, and in this case, his compassion as well, can do for humanity. Okay, moving on. Number 2, the second trait of successful entrepreneurs is a strong sense of self. There's a famous saying, you can't pour from an empty cup. So take care of yourself first. Our last episode, Believe in You, was actually about this very trait, about self-confidence, about self-esteem. Any entrepreneur can tell us that there will be many bumps along the road to success, whether it's funding, staffing, sales, competition, marketing. Business is not easy, and being passionate and resilient can only take you so far. Which is why entrepreneurs have one basic quality that is necessary as a foundation of everything they do, and that is having an extremely strong sense of self and self-confidence, a belief in themselves. You know, my own father-in-law, who worked a tough factory job in the 1960s in England and was saving up money for years to start his own business, ended up making an unfortunate decision to invest in something called Holiday Magic. Now, this is back in the late 60s, early 70s, and some of you may have heard of this scam. It was basically a pyramid scheme, and it had him buy tons of cosmetics and supplies and then try to find others to sign up as distributors. It was just a big scam that later was shut down by the government. He ended up losing a small fortune that he had saved years for. But my husband tells me instead of buckling under this great loss, he threw out the remaining supplies and just started right back up, planning and saving for his next business venture. And he did this because he had that belief in himself that he could be successful in business. And he never gave up because of his confidence. And eventually, he did become very successful in retail businesses in the UK. Okay, number three is flexibility. Being able to adapt to change and challenges is crucial for any businesses. In fact, most successful entrepreneurs say that their initial ideas or business plans are drastically different than what their current business is. So we have to be willing to modify our plans when we get new information or there are changes in circumstances or feasibility, etc. In an interview with Business Insider, Jeff Bezos, the founder of Amazon.com, said what really matters is companies that don't continue to experiment, companies that don't embrace failure. They eventually get in a desperate position where the only thing they can do is a Hail Mary bet at the very end of their corporate existence. So flexibility is integral to the entrepreneurial mindset. The fourth personality trait of successful entrepreneurs is resilience. Winston Churchill once said, "Success is the ability to go from one failure to another with no loss of enthusiasm." So if we're going to be an entrepreneur, we are going to fail. That is just an unfortunate fact. Instead of giving up, a successful business person will learn from their failures and bounce right back into the game. He won't stay down when times get tough. We have to be resilient and try and rebound after any calamity. From BusinessInsider.com, I found the incredible and inspiring story of Alibaba founder Jack Ma, one of the most successful businessmen in China. In January of this year, Jack Ma made headlines recently after visiting President Trump and announcing that he would help create 1 million jobs in the U.S. According to Forbes, he's worth an estimated $29 billion, which includes his stake in Alibaba, China's answer to Amazon. It's a B2B portal to connect Chinese manufacturers and overseas buyers. Ma is a true rags-to-riches story, but it's also one of beautiful tenacity. Jack Ma, born Ma Yun, was born in 1964 in Hangzhou, which is a southeast part of China, and he grew up in a very poor family. It's said after President Nixon visited Hangzhou in 1972, Ma's hometown became a tourist mecca. And as a teenager, Ma started waking up early to visit the city's main hotel, and he started offering visitors tour of the city in exchange for English lessons. His nickname, Jack, was given to him by a tourist he befriended. After high school, he applied to college, but failed the entrance exam twice, but that didn't stop him. And after a great deal of studying, he finally passed on the third try, going on to attend Hangzhou Teachers Institute. In 1988, he started to apply to as many jobs as he could. He said he received more than a dozen rejections, including from KFC, before being hired as an English teacher. So this is a great example of Ma's resilient nature. At the World Economic Forum in 2016, Jack Ma revealed that he was rejected from Harvard 10 times. Ma had no experience with computers or coding, but he was captivated by the internet when he used it for the first time during a trip to the U.S. in 1995. Ma's first online search was beer, but he was surprised to find out that there was no Chinese beers turning up in the results. It was then that he decided to create an internet company for China. His first two ventures failed, but again, Ma's resilience saved him. 4 years later, he gathered 17 of his friends in his apartment and convinced them to invest in his vision for an online marketplace that he called Alibaba. The site allowed exporters to post product listings and customers could buy directly. Soon the service started to attract members from all over the world. By October 1999, the company had raised $5 million from Goldman Sachs and $20 million from SoftBank, a Japanese telecom company. Ma said to his employees, "We'll make it because we're young and we never, never give up." Today, Ma is the richest man in China with an estimated worth of $25 billion. And Alibaba is one of the world's top 10 most valuable companies. And today, some 8 million sellers have a presence on Alibaba.com. So one entrepreneur whose resilience got him to unimaginable heights has enabled millions of other entrepreneurs to succeed as well. I mean, what an amazing role model that we have in Jack Ma, about working hard, being resilient, never giving up. Okay, and number five, the fifth personality trait of entrepreneurs is vision. So successful entrepreneurs see opportunity everywhere. They're always on the lookout to either develop a new idea or improve on an existing product or service. And chances are that's the main reason why they became entrepreneurs in the first place. At some point in their lives, they notice something that could be better. They're inspired by things that have never been seen before, things yet to be discovered. They have that vision that nobody else does. From entrepreneur.com, it stated, "Vision is that vital energy that drives the entrepreneur, the founder, the co-founder, and his immediate team. Vision is what makes them dare to explore, dare to challenge, dare to insist, dare to keep pushing, dare to have the determination to succeed." So vision is that energy that provides an entrepreneur and his organization with the ability to perform and succeed. Oprah Winfrey once said, and she is most certainly an incredibly successful businesswoman, she said, "Create the highest, grandest vision possible for your life because you become what you believe." In conclusion, we can take these five personality traits: passion, a strong sense of self or confidence, flexibility, resilience, and vision, and try and develop them in our own selves. And it's up to us. We can either make use of our time or time will make use of us. So by creating an entrepreneurial mindset, we can change our lives and the world for the better. Thank you so much for joining us today. If you've enjoyed our podcast, please share it with others. And of course, please feel free to share your comments and questions with us. You can message us on our website, www.happinessnowpodcast.com, or send us a message on Facebook. And until next time, I'm Lily Chaudhry. Please take care and take control.